Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. update on Hurricane Dorian. Dorian is finally moving away from the northwestern Bahamas. It's on a course towards the northwest now at about 6 miles per hour. Conditions will begin to improve, already have during the day today, but will be even better tomorrow for relief and rescue efforts. The hurricane is going to be moving on a course that's roughly parallel to the Florida coast. Right now it's located just a little bit more than 90 miles offshore. That's where the center is. But you can see the rain bands spiraling around the center. Some of those are coming ashore, and we've seen tropical storm force conditions now on the Florida East Coast from these rain bands. In the longer term, the hurricane is going to be taking a course that, as we said, is roughly parallel to the Florida coast, but then drawing closer to the rest of the southeastern U.S. with a possible landfall in South Carolina or North Carolina by late Wednesday or into Thursday. And at this point, we think that it will remain a powerful hurricane through that time. Maximum winds now are at 110 miles per hour and will remain about that level for the next day or two before beginning to decrease. The concern is increasing, as we've just said, along the southeastern coast of the United States, where we could have hurricane conditions, hurricane winds, and potentially deadly storm surge by Wednesday into Thursday. There are lots of watches and warnings in effect at this point, and best advice is to follow closely the information coming from your local National Weather Service forecast offices, from the media, and from emergency managers in preparation for Dorian as it approaches the southeastern coast. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.